Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Probably Overthinking It, by Alan B. Downie is a practical guide to using data with clearer thinking and fewer mistakes. Instead of treating statistics as a set of formulas to memorize, the book focuses on a habit of mind, defining questions carefully, collecting or finding relevant data, and using simple quantitative tools to reach decisions you can explain. Downie, known for approachable teaching in programming and data analysis, frames statistics as everyday problem solving rather than academic ritual. The result is a book that helps readers recognize when numbers illuminate a situation and when they mislead. It addresses common pitfalls such as confusing correlation with causation, reading too much into small samples, and trusting charts or headlines that hide uncertainty. Throughout, the emphasis is on reasoning from evidence, checking assumptions, and choosing methods that match the question. For readers who feel intimidated by statistics but still want to make data-informed choices at work and in life, this book offers a grounded, hands-on pathway. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning messy questions into measurable problems. A major theme is that better decisions start long before any calculation. The book encourages readers to translate vague concerns into operational questions that data can answer. That means clarifying what success looks like, defining the population of interest, and deciding what you can actually measure. For example, asking which option is better is not yet a statistical problem until you specify better in terms of time, cost, risk, quality, or some combination. Downie also highlights the importance of choosing appropriate proxies when direct measurement is impossible, and being honest about what a proxy does and does not capture. This framing step helps avoid a common failure mode, doing a lot of analysis and ending up with a precise answer to the wrong question. The topic also includes scoping what data you need, whether you can gather it yourself or must rely on existing sources, and how limitations in data collection shape what conclusions are justified. By emphasizing problem definition, the book positions statistics as a tool for reasoning, not a way to decorate intuition with numbers. Secondly, understanding uncertainty with probability and variability. Another core topic is learning to think in ranges, likelihoods, and uncertainty rather than in single-point answers. The book stresses that real-world data varies, and any conclusion must account for noise, chance, and measurement error. Readers are guided to interpret probabilities as tools for decision-making, weighing outcomes by how likely they are, not by how vivid they feel. Variability appears in many forms, including differences between individuals, changes over time, and sampling randomness. Downie focuses on intuitive ways to summarize variability and to recognize when apparent patterns might simply be random fluctuation. This helps readers resist overconfidence and the temptation to treat one dataset as a perfect mirror of reality. The topic also supports practical judgment, deciding when uncertainty is small enough to act, when more data is worth collecting, and when the cost of precision outweighs the benefit. By building comfort with uncertainty, the book trains readers to make decisions that are resilient, transparent, and easier to revise when new evidence arrives. Thirdly, avoiding statistical traps in everyday data and media. The book addresses statistical traps that frequently mislead professionals and the public. It emphasizes how easily people can be fooled by selective reporting, poorly chosen averages, and comparisons that ignore context. Common issues include survivorship bias, regression to the mean, base rate neglect, and confusing relative changes with absolute changes. Another recurring trap is overinterpreting small samples, where extreme results often occur by chance and then fade when more observations arrive. The book also treats p-values and significance language carefully, focusing less on ritual thresholds and more on what evidence actually supports. Readers learn to ask basic validation questions: who was measured, how were they selected, what was excluded, and what alternative explanations remain plausible. Visualization is also part of this theme, since charts can exaggerate effects through axis choices, binning decisions, or cherry-picked time windows. The overall goal is not cynicism about numbers, but informed skepticism. By recognizing these traps, readers become harder to manipulate and better able to evaluate claims in business reports, news stories, and online discussions. Fourthly, from correlation to causal thinking and better comparisons, a practical decision often requires understanding whether an action will change an outcome, not just whether two things move together. The book therefore explores the gap between correlation and causation and offers tools for thinking more causally. It emphasizes designing comparisons that reduce confounding, comparing like with like, controlling for important variables, and being wary of hidden differences between groups. Readers are encouraged to consider counterfactuals, meaning what would have happened under a different choice, and to recognize that observational data can rarely answer causal questions without strong assumptions. The topic also covers the value of experiments and quasi-experiments when feasible, including randomized tests, A-B comparisons, and natural experiments. When experiments are not possible, the book promotes careful reasoning about mechanisms and alternative explanations rather than claiming certainty from a single correlation. This approach helps readers avoid common errors, such as attributing success to a new policy when results could reflect broader trends, seasonality, or selection effects. The payoff is better decisions grounded in realistic evidence about what interventions can achieve. Lastly, using simple models to make decisions you can explain, the book encourages using models as simplified representations that clarify thinking and support decisions, not as black boxes. Rather than pushing advanced math, it highlights approachable methods that connect to real questions, such as predicting outcomes, estimating effects, and weighing trade-offs. A model is presented as a set of assumptions plus a mapping from inputs to outputs, and the reader is guided to test whether those assumptions are reasonable. This topic also emphasizes interpretability, choosing techniques that you can explain to a colleague, stakeholder, or to yourself in 6 months. Model checking, sensitivity analysis, and sanity checks are important here, because a model can be precise while still being wrong. Readers learn to compare models, understand error, and interpret results in context, including the difference between prediction accuracy and causal insight. The broader aim is to make analysis actionable, turning data into a decision rule, a ranked set of options, or a quantified risk assessment. By focusing on simple, defensible models, the book helps readers build decision processes that are repeatable and less driven by gut instinct. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to use data without getting lost in jargon, analysts early in their careers, managers who must evaluate metrics, students learning applied statistics, and curious non-specialists who feel they are being sold conclusions dressed up as numbers. It can benefit a reader's life by improving how they ask questions, judge evidence, and act under uncertainty. Instead of chasing certainty, the book helps you make decisions that are proportionate to the strength of the evidence, and it teaches you to notice when a dataset is not capable of supporting the claim being made. Those skills translate directly to workplace choices, such as evaluating experiments, interpreting performance dashboards, and forecasting outcomes, as well as personal decisions involving health information, financial claims, and news-driven risk. Compared with many statistics books, it is worth buying because it prioritizes reasoning over formulas, practical judgment over academic ceremony, and real pitfalls over idealized textbook problems. Downey's approachable style and focus on decision-making make it a strong bridge between introductory stats and the messy reality of data in the world. If you would like to support Alan B. Downey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.